A couple decades ago, an Omaha Tai Chi studio owner needed a website. He offered fifth grader Keith Fix a little money to help build it.
He's like, yeah, you like computers, you can do a website? Sure. I had no idea how to do a website. Basically, I made my mom drive me down to the library, and I got every book on HTML, CSS, Dreamweaver, everything you could imagine, and figured it out, and built the website.
Fix got a couple $100 and hooked on entrepreneurship. A few years and a few ventures later, he's creator and CEO of Retail Aware.
Retail Aware, we empower brands, retailers, and their partners with shopper and product insights in real time.
Think of the four P's: product, place, price, promotion. We really solve for the place aspect of that.
Here's how. It starts with motion, light, and contact sensors. Nondescript, about the size and shape of an old school pager. Placed discreetly in stores, on shelves, above doors, in coolers, just about anywhere it's useful to gather anonymous info. Retail Aware uses Anderson Convenience Market in West Omaha as a place to test these tools. Fix and team gave us a demonstration, starting with me taking a bag of chips from a shelf directly below one of those sensors.
So we have a monitor here. What's that telling us?
So that sense device is actually looking at motion. So we're characterizing your hand movement to say you picked up whatever was underneath there. We can see how many folks walked by, but then we can also see how many people picked up product. So it gives you your conversion rate, and it's the most likely indicator to a sale.
So in this case, if I were to take this out, look at it, and put it back, we'd have that data as well?
You got it. We see engagement.
In another part of the store, I walk by a sensor mounted near the floor. Corey Spitzer is Retail Aware's engineering vice president.
So why is it useful to know that I walked by that?
Because we want to understand what is going on in this space. We want to understand, is this corner of the store getting any traffic at all? It's kind of like if you have a website, you want to understand how many visitors you're getting. This is like real-life analytics for the physical space.
The sensors can also let products know if a store is executing a planned promotion, or let often short-staffed stores know if a product needs restocked. All this data is compiled for access through a web portal, some for real-time viewing, Fix says.
Combined with sales data, we can actually see the full, what we call the path to purchase, or the full customer journey.
Ricky Anderson is vice president of the Anderson Convenience Market stores.
Because if you find out that nobody is even walking in a certain part of the store, you either need to come up with a good idea of how to get them there, or, you know, reinvent that space into a better purpose. So I think that kind of data would go a long way and actually be worth paying for.
Fix says he always wanted to start a high-growth tech business. Before Retail Aware, it was Blabfeed, essentially programmable digital screens for doctor's offices and other places. This was born from winning a business plan competition, fed by investment from the Winnebago Tribe's Economic Development Corporation, and bought by the economic development arm of Nebraska's Ponca Tribe. Important because Fix is a Ponca Tribe member.
I realized that, you know, building these enterprises and entrepreneurship was absolutely key to breaking some of the barriers and breaking some of the systemic, you know, challenges that have plagued tribal nations and for generations. And it's a way that you move an entire, you know, socioeconomic group up a rung.
Back to Retail Aware. Yes, more people shop online these days. But Fix says most purchases still happen in physical stores, only bad retail is dying, and good retail is stores of the future, where data drives decisions just like online. From a humble start, millions of people now pass by Retail Aware sensors yearly without knowing it.
There's this factor of scaling that is so exciting, and it's so exhilarating when something that you've taken from all the way from the cradle to being able to ship devices globally. And also just every day we wake up, and of course we work with like
biggest beverage companies in the world and like biggest electronic company in the world. You know, of course we work with these folks, right? Like it should, but that wasn't the case 3 years ago.
Fix says the success is exciting, but not a surprise. If you know, it started with a kid who took a job building a website, then learned how to build a website. For Nebraska Public Media News, I'm Mike Tobias.